Hey James, it's Ruben at Ruben Goldstein at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, hey Ruben, good. How are you?
I think I forgot my name for there for a second. Really good. Really busy month, to be honest. Did you get your funds? I wanted to follow up on that.
You know what? I've been in a meeting all morning this morning. I haven't even checked.
Okay.
Let me quickly check here while we're on the phone. Bear with me here. I'm driving, so. Yeah, I did talk to Kara on Friday, and everything went smoothly. It looked like, you know, we got through the online process fine, and we both sort of came to the conclusion that we probably wouldn't see any funds until today.
You should see it today. I wanted to follow up on that.
Yeah, I mean. Yes, it looks like those did come through.
Cool. You should probably see two different payments, one for the funding amount and one for the reimbursement of the origination fee. Do you see both?
Yeah, it looks like a $98,750, but there's no $1,250 reimbursement.
You're gonna see that. You're gonna see that getting transferred back. That shouldn't be an issue at all. And if you don't see it in the next few days, let me know and I'll follow up with it, okay?
Okay, great.
And then the second thing I want to let me just make a note of that. Hold on one second. Okay, Reese.
Definitely gonna give you. I'm gonna fill out your review request or your feedback or whatever. I'm gonna give you a stellar review because you really were very helpful, Ruben. Thanks. I'm actually glad I emailed you, and I really appreciate everything you did for me. Thank you.
No, not a problem. So this is what I wanted to ask you and talk to you about real quick, and I hope I can take about a minute of your time. Is that okay? Or maybe two?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the sales answer is basically, thanks a ton for your business. Thank you. The real answer is my industry has become a complete and utter zoo. Unfortunately, customers such as yourselves are overwhelmed by offers. You probably get 10 of these offers in the mail, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get dozens all the time. You know,
okay.
it's partly, I mean, I blame it on the fact that, the big banks can't do anything anymore, and they put the small banks out of business who would normally be stepping in to kind of help out small business owners. So you guys, these guys on deck and these guys have kind of filled the gap there, and you can see how essential and how needed it is, you know.
There is, but here's what's going on from our side. So there are some very good companies. I consider our company one of the good companies in our industry. I also consider our sales staff, especially myself, not to be arrogant. I'm a pretty humble dude. I'm not kind of loud. To work very, very hard. I've got a great book of business, but to work very, very hard for customers. However, that's a very small portion of our business. What is the average business owner going through? They are getting steamrolled and pressured into loans. As someone on the other side of the fence, I have customers that come into me every single day and they say, why did you take this loan? They say, I don't know why. It's a very aggressive people in our industry. And when my whole thing is, unless there's a really true rhyme and reason, when we have a lot of, I've seen customers that are borrowing 4-month loan terms. They're paying 50% over 4 months. No one's benefiting their business when they're borrowing money and halfway through the loan, you know, they get these renewals, and basically customers are overwhelmed. And so what's very interesting is, on the flip side, customers have actually gone on the offensive. Because merchants such as yourselves know about the product, they're actually trying to dictate terms to the lenders. They're pushing back on the salespeople. And ultimately, it doesn't benefit anyone. You've got, in my opinion, many people that are, like, when it's just like you do architectural work. I don't know what a fair deal is in architectural work. I would trust that if I went to your business and needed a project, you'd quote me a fair price where you can feed your family, but you're not taking me to the cleaners. I'm sure it'd be very hard for me to actually figure out what the fair cost is. You kind of have to have that trust there. And
right.
So what a lot of customers are going through is they don't know what the best deal is. There really is a lot of different ways to define best deal, but people are often getting raw deals. They're getting very, very raw deals. And so what I would say is that on these terms, all I can ask is this. When you work with business owners, besides a review, be as straightforward as possible. Say, hey, you had some offers on the table and we gave you a great deal. But if you know any other business owners, if you're part of forums, if you're part of trade groups, please pass on our information, because probably half the business owners you know, they have some of these loans, and some of them don't know where to turn to. It's kind of sad. You're going to get calls from people trying to offer you more money. You probably have gotten calls since we funded you, to be honest.
You're I haven't gotten any calls that I know of, but I've certainly seen emails and texts.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get calls. People are going to say, hey, take on a second loan, take on a third loan, take on a fourth loan. Our industry is not regulated. It is not like the mortgage industry where there are certain checks and balances. And so the unfortunate truth is that if you talk about a Lean Arc, a James, most customers, they want someone to trust, but they don't know how to reach them. That's our biggest challenge. And I think the companies that do well, their biggest challenge is actually having someone, because I can tell you the other opposite side. You could have a very high-risk loan, and you might have to have a high-risk product. But some of those customers that have high-risk loans or have some really big obstacles, they need to deal with someone who treats them as an individual, not as an opportunity to take them to the cleaners. But that is really what is going on in this industry right now, as an FYI.
Huh.
And so it's...
You probably know that I'm pretty cautious too. I mean, I went back and forth with Michael and Jeremiah on this for a long time, and ultimately decided to not do it. You know,
and I can understand why. The loan was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think all I can ask you to do is, if you know other business owners, if you talk to people. Actually, one thing that I fund a lot of is construction and restaurants. I have a lot of restaurant dealer relationships where we do a tremendous amount of restaurants in Southern California where we finance their equipment. You are right in that the traditional banks have given up on small businesses. That's kind of the reality of the truth of it. But at the same time, there's many people that are, I hate to say this wrong, they're giving crappy products because they don't know who to trust. Because when you're a customer, and I mean, put it this way, imagine you go to your mailbox and you have 20 pieces of mail and 10 text messages. So now you feel powerful. Now you think you're going to push people around. And the horrible side of it is, James, is that a lot of these customers that think that they're going to push someone around, do you think they get the best deal or they get a horrible deal? They get a horrible deal. They get sold something that's really nasty. So half of my day is actually devoted to refinancing people out of bad loans.
Oh, so you guys do that too, huh?
It is probably, I think, what my future here is because a lot of customers are coming in. I'll give you an example. Let me kind of walk you through and tell you kind of the nonsense in our industry. Someone comes in. They have you do what, $2 million a year in business?
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah.
Okay. So you had a very specific need, $80,000 to $100,000. But let's say you need 200 grand. So the way that it's generally attacked is that this customer will say, who's the better rate? Who's the better rate? Who's the better rate? And so this is actually a transaction that just walked into me yesterday. I funded it yesterday. Customer came in. They own a restaurant. Good restaurant. Been around for 15 years. They're opening a second one. Well, someone convinced them, because they played this nonsensical game, that it was a good idea to actually take $100,000, because the interest rate over 12 months was really low. It was 19% over 12 months. But if you need $200,000, do you think $100,000 really accomplishes your goal? Nope. So now you have a customer who's short $100,000 and has to roll all this prepaid interest into the next loan, but they just get... What's really going on is it's a significant minority of people. It's not the majority, but enough people are getting into loans that, frankly, are a salesperson who uses them as an opportunity, because there's very little trust in our industry. I'm a little different. I've got a book of business. I get a lot of referrals. And when people get referred to me, I have a reputation to uphold. So if you're going to send me someone, I'm not going to take them to the cleaners. We're going to treat them right. We're going to treat them as how we want to be treated. But yes, in our industry, there's a significant problem. It's, in my opinion, it's completely out of control. If you want to know, like, the bottom line, I view it as a zoo at this point.
Yeah.
Huh.
By no means do I consider, you know, even the interest rate that I got with you to be like, you know, a great deal. I mean, you know, I still feel like I'm getting raked over the coals, but I do understand that, like, you know, it's unsecured. It was relatively easy to get, and it funded in a matter of a day or two. So, I mean, like, for me, that was important. You know, hopefully moving forward, we can move away from the need for those types of loans and focus more on the need for, like, you know, equipment loans and things like
that. Yeah, and we're going to, like I said, we're going to walk through the credit. As you guys develop that, I really want you to go over the credit issue so you can put yourself in the best position. But to kind of weigh on that, you were offered 40% over like 8 months, right? So yep. in my view, and you were offered at 60 or 80 grand. Even if you were offered 100 grand over 8 months, we were able to find a way to save you $13,000 less in interest over a longer period of time, which for me, the whole focus for me is this. We've actually been very successful in talking to, like, the way that I talk to customers is not just telling the truth. If you know, we love referrals. We want to work as hard as possible. I definitely agree with you. I don't think these loans are cheap. No one's saving the world. You're paying back a 127 over 9 months. But your contemporary business owner, 9 times out of 10, they're going to take that 1400 over 8 months, over 6 months, because they don't know who to call. And so the message that I relay to business owners is, hey, look, everyone talks. Yeah, of course, please. I'd love a referral from you online that speaks volume. But if you happen to speak to people who have this product, if you happen to be part of forums, you know, I think that, you know, we're not afraid of asking for the business. If you know people that could use our service, let us know, because ultimately, I think everyone wins through referrals. And it is kind of a sad state of affairs about what's happening in our industry. It's highly, highly aggressive. And yes, about half my day is devoted to refinancing people out of horrific loans.
Well, hopefully, like I said, you know, we can develop a relationship here, and we can, you know, focus again, like, in toward the end of this year, even in the new year, on potentially looking at an opportunity to work together to do some software.
Absolutely. What I'd like to do is, I know you're a busy person. When you have 10 minutes, shoot me an email, give me a call. I'll walk through your credit report. I'll tell you what needs to be corrected, because the equipment is heavily weighted on it's heavily weighted on a credit, and I want to put you in the best position possible. When you have a chance, you know, give me a call. We can walk 10, 3 minutes through your credit report. We can help you go over those issues. Is your credit score going to shoot up overnight? No, it might take a few months. But these are things that, as a relationship, no one's going to charge you. No one's going to say, hey, this is a credit repair fee. Say, hey, James, here's what needs to be done. You can take care of it, and then, you know, get yourself where you need to go. No big deal at all.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, you know, I'm already monitoring that on a like, biweekly basis. And, you know, I've actually seen my score go up by almost 20 points in the last 2 months. So basically, I mean, I know exactly what I need to do, and I'm kind of working on chipping away at that, because I want to get that back up over 600 by the end of the year, so that I can kind of move on from there. So, you know, it's been tough when you're leveraging your own, you know, when your own mortgage payment comes last, because, like, your business needs to come first, then
yeah, I understand.
You know, there's a problem there. So.
The thing I mean, like I said, you can call me anytime. Just give me a ring. We can walk through it. You need to take care of the Amex issue. That's, like, one of the biggest issues, because basically with equipment financing, like I said, I can't guarantee anything. It is much more heavily related to credit than working capital, and the reason is two. Number one, you're going out a lot longer. You're going out 3 years, 4 years. You're not going out 9 months. Number two, the corresponding rate is much cheaper. Yes, it's secured, but there's a lot more risk in a sense, because you're not making your money back that quicker as a lender. And so personal credit is a much bigger part of the equation. So nothing needs to be solved now, but as you get a few months away from the purchase, I always encourage customers, look, put yourself in the best position. Give me a call. We can walk through the credit free of charge, no cost. I'll take all the time you need, and hopefully, you know, go through some issues that you can solve pretty easily.
That sounds great, Ruben. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No worries. If you don't get that other, I'm going to follow up right now on that reimbursement, and then I'll holler at you a little later today, okay, on that.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You got it, brother. Thanks again for the referral.
Okay,
I appreciate it. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. Talk to you soon.